Today on Excellent Leadership with Sam Adeyemi.
Laziness is not one of the gifts of the Spirit. Some people will say, but that's my nature. James chapter 1 and verse 25. All right, let's go. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Someone say amen to that.
Amen.
We'll title our discussion, Strategic Action. Strategic Action. This one will be blessed in what he does. That's your prophecy.
Amen.
So we started this discussion last week from James 1:22. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So we said there's this phenomenon, and it's global. There's always a gap between knowledge and action. Always a gap between knowledge and action. It affects individuals, it affects organizations. And since James 1:22 says that if you don't do what you have heard, you are deceiving yourself, we said that the gap between what you know and what you do is the measure of your self-deception. The moment you get knowledge, it puts responsibility on you for action. You have to act to the size of what you know, or to the level of what you know for time. Acting on revelation has changed my life. Pastor Nikki and I attended a conference for ministers in this city, and many of us know the story. And the pastor spoke on Proverbs 21 verse 20 for about 10 minutes. Proverbs 21 verse 20. There is much treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but the foolish man squanders it or spends everything. So the pastor said, if you spend everything that is coming in for you, you are a fool. Ah! It hurts. Nobody had called me a fool in a very long time. If you spend everything that is coming in, you are a fool. And of course, immediately my mind kicked in, you know, and began to rationalize, analyze. He said, yes. In my mind, the question came up. What if the money is not enough? The money can't cover your bills. How do you save? And it was like the man heard what I said. Said, I'm sure some of you are thinking now that the reason why you're not saving anything is because the money is not enough. He said, let me tell you. It is not because the money is not enough that you are spending it. The fact that you are spending everything is proof that your wisdom pipe is blocked. Phew! Pastor Nika was sitting on the row behind me. So I turned to look at her. Because it was like someone took a pipe and hit my head with it. Wow. So he went ahead and explained, gave examples and gave the impact and described the impact that had on their own ministry. It was a morning session. When we got back to the office, I sent somebody to the bank straight. Go and get me forms for a savings account. Get me the forms for a savings account. I opened a savings account. And we opened a new account for the church. Because the body can't go faster than the head. Organizations don't rise faster than their leaders. That was what I was doing with my money was what I was doing with the money of the church. Spend it. So we started saving. And to my surprise, a month later, I checked the figures. I had 100,000 naira in my account. My salary was 30,000. I had 100,000 after paying all my bills. 100,000 naira sitting in my account undisturbed for the first time. So, wow. But what I observed was that the second month, my income took off, just went on the rise. The third month went further up. As I was saving, the income was going up. Same thing for the church. I said, this is too much to be a coincidence. I've stepped on a principle here. I want to understand it. Lord, what is happening here? I want to understand this process. What's going on? He said, there's no mystery to it. Before now, when you ran out of money, when you were broke, the thoughts and the feelings of lack would come to you and dominate your mind and your emotions. He said, but now, when you run out of money in your pocket, and those thoughts and those feelings come, and you remember what is in the account, he said, the thought of what is in the account will drive lack out of your mind and out of your emotions. And he said, remember the principle, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So he said, as long as lack does not stay in your mind or your emotions, you will not attract lack. As long as those figures or the figure in the bank is coming to your mind and there is money in your mind, you will attract more money. Nothing mysterious. One verse of scripture, 10 minutes, changed my life. If I leave it like that, I'll be deceiving you. One verse of scripture, 10 minutes, changed my life because I acted on it. It is the doer of the word that is blessed. No wonder the mother of Jesus said in John 2 verse 5, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Huge advice there. Revelation plus action equals manifestation. Not only revelation. Revelation plus action equals manifestation. Revelation minus action equals frustration. When you had the message, it was powerful. Result, none. So it will now seem as if the problem is with the principle or the problem is with God. Neither. The problem is in action. God has not had the opportunity to do what he wants to do. I'm always reminded when I read a book of the Bible how important action is. Because the book is titled The Acts of the Apostles. Yes. We have in the Bible the Acts of the Apostles because the apostles acted. If they were to write your own life in a book, what would be the title? The Plans of the Apostles. For some, it will be more than plan. The Analysis of the Apostles. Because some people, it's analysis. Analyze the sermon, analyze the song, analyze even the announcement. What you are doing by taking action, by speaking and taking action, is to push whatever it is from the realm of the spirit into the physical. Don't quit midway. Keep pushing. It's almost there. Source your knowledge from people that are doing it. There are many poor people who have fantastic ideas about the secrets of knowledge. Don't mind them. I know his secrets. You are lying to the teacher. If you knew his secrets, you would have changed your circumstances a long time ago. Your knowledge is theoretical.
Discover timeless principles in this new series, Taking Action by Pastor Sam. In this series, you will discover God's plans for your life when you take action. Pastor Sam will show you how, with such topics as Never Give Up, Strategic Action, Taking Action in Spite of Fear, Doing the Plan, and much more. You can receive this series for a love gift of $25 or more today. God wants you to move so he can move on your behalf. When you move, he moves. So call the number on your screen today and start taking action today. Call now, toll free, 1-866-608-7782 or go to samadayemi.net. Start taking action and experience transformation in your life today.
I discovered one thing. Once you develop expertise in making excuses, you will not be able to develop expertise in making anything else. Lazy servant, they said. So, it was laziness that disqualified him from joining the company of achievers. God does not like laziness. 2 Thessalonians, Paul the apostle, you know, had preached that Jesus was coming. All the disciples of Christ said Jesus was coming back. Some people took that as excuse in church to not do anything anymore. What was the point in working since Jesus was coming? So Paul wrote a letter to them. So 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. 2 Thessalonians 3, 10 to 12. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this: if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. Amazing. Some people will die of hunger very soon if we do this word. If anyone will not work, let him not eat. Well, actually, he knew they would not die. They will find something to do. For we hear that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now those who are such, we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread. Agreed, we are the Acts chapter 2 church. Nobody must go to bed hungry. We're our brother's keeper. But that's not excuse for laziness, for not working. Say, but there's no work. Create it. A young lady in this church, you know, trained as a lawyer, and she had heard our messages. We have explained clearly, money is only a means of exchange of value. Once value is not going from you, value will not come to you. So even if it is for free, go and serve somewhere. Just make sure value is going from you, because it is God that is watching over the principle. If value doesn't come back to you from the person you are serving, it will come from somewhere else. But you must start the cycle. She went and offered her services to a businessman in this church for free. So they allowed her. The moment she started, she was making proposals. Let's change this, creating that. They said, oh, wow. They gave her a job. They did not realize how much they needed her until they had tested her. It's amazing the way it works. No excuse in God's kingdom. I searched for a job I couldn't get almost 2 years. At a point, I said, you know what, Satan, I think I can understand how this thing works. You will regret that you didn't allow me to get my job. So I went to my pastor. I said, I want to work in the church office. I want to work. I want to be coming here every day to work. Because I told myself, the least I will do, I'll just be pacing up and down in the church and be praying. Until Satan will have to choose whether he prefers me to be praying or to go and find something to do outside. This was Friday. This was a Thursday evening. Friday, my pastor took me to church, introduced me to the other staff, defined the role that I would play. On Sunday, somebody came and said they need a site engineer somewhere. I got the job. Laziness is not one of the gifts of the Spirit. Some people will say, but that's my nature. Listen, yes, some temperaments are more laid back than others. And I happen to have that kind of a temperament. But I discovered when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, He has all the temperaments. He will manifest through you whatever temperament you need to manifest for time to fulfill destiny. Philippians 2:13 says that it is God that works in us, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Allow Him to do it. He will bring work, the willingness, and work the doing. Let me close on this point. Not all action yields good results. Activity does not guarantee productivity. The lazy servant said, I knew you were a hard man. You like to reap where you have not sown. That's why I didn't do anything with the talent. You like to reap where you have not sown. The man said, okay, so you knew that. That I like to get maximum results with minimum effort. So you were angry with that. The least you could have done was to take my money to the bankers. See, this was truly a very lazy and wicked character. Instead of him to learn from his boss, it's smartness for you to try to achieve maximum result with minimum effort and minimum time. Everybody has 24 hours. What we do with our time is what makes the difference. You have to learn to prioritize, invest your energy in the things that will give you the best results. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10. If the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success. It's wisdom. So I call it strategic action. It's not just that I just want to do something. I want to do what will get the best results. Let me read it in the Message Bible. Ecclesiastes 10:10 in the Message Bible. It says, remember, the duller the axe, the harder the work. Use your head. The more brains, the less muscle. Remember, the duller the axe, the harder the work. Use your head. The more brains, the less muscle. The quality of brain work will determine the yield of your physical work. The quality of your brain work will determine the yield of your physical work. You need to move from Egypt to Canaan in your thinking. When Israel was in Egypt, the skill sets that they needed had to do with physical ability. They were laborers. It was physical work. It was muscle. When you arrive in Canaan, where you now own houses, you own vineyards, businesses, you lead corporations, you own bank accounts, you own resources, you can manage money, you need management skills. You need strategic skills. So since Israel refused to change, God buried them in the desert. This is Africa's time. But we should not think that it is just prayer and binding the devil that will change our continent and make us prosperous. We have to be creative. We have to be innovative. We have to create solutions. This is our time. It's our turn. Amen. As I pray for you today, I am praying for God to give us Holy Ghost prompted thinking. See? The apostles acted as they were prompted by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1, verse 20 or 21 says that holy men of God spoke as they were moved or prompted by the Holy Spirit. Philip preached to the whole of Samaria in Acts chapter 8. The whole city, they said, received the word of God. They got saved. It was such a massive revival, they had to call powerful apostles from Jerusalem, Peter and John, to come pray for people to be filled with the Holy Spirit. In the midst of all that, Holy Spirit speaks to Philip, move. And go to the road that goes down to Gaza, to the desert. That's Holy Ghost prompted action. So Philip moves. In naturally speaking, it didn't make sense. You should be where it is happening. Big. Philip moves. While he is going on the road, waiting for the next instruction, a chariot comes by. If I call it chariot, you won't really appreciate it. A limo. It was a government official that was there, wealthy man. The finance minister for Ethiopia was coming by. Holy Spirit said,